KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. It is a Friday, the 20th day of September for 2019. Well, over the past year and a half, Calaveras County has successfully completed 21 projects that removed hazardous dead trees along county roads. Nearly 7,000 trees have been mitigated at no cost to property owners. Earlier this month, the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to continue this public safety program. Authorization was provided to complete four more projects located in the Big Trees Village, West Point, Glencoe, Railroad Flats, Wilseyville, and Sky High Ranch areas. Now, people who own property in those areas that received a right of entry form from the county to allow them to participate in the tree mortality program should return those forms immediately if you want to take advantage of this free tree removal program. This will likely be your last opportunity to participate. If you received a right of entry form but no longer have it, you should contact the county's tree mortality program manager, Dr. Richard Harris. Dr. Harris's cell phone number is 707-685-5508. There's more information can be found by going to the county website as well.
And the Ione Post Office has reopened after a three-month shutdown to the relief of city residents who had to travel to Jackson for their postal needs while the Ione office was closed. Now, the Ione branch has been shuttered since June 12th when an early morning fire broke out in an apartment above the building on the second story, directly above the post office. Now, while responding fire crews did contain the fire itself to just two rooms in the apartment, the post office suffered water damage and was forced to close for repair. And during the closure, Ione residents got their mail from the Jackson branch office while the repairs were being made. The reopening of the Ione post office not only saves Ione residents a trip to Jackson, but should also provide some relief to long lines and parking issues at the Jackson branch.
And to help Amador County communities be hazard ready, the Amador County Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services is partnering with the county's incorporated cities and several special districts to update the 2014 Local Hazard Mitigation Plan. Floods, droughts, wildfires, and severe weather are just a few of the hazards of concern to local communities. While natural hazards such as these cannot be prevented, a mitigation plan forms the foundation for a community's long-term strategy to reduce disaster losses. Communities with a FEMA-approved plan are eligible to apply for both pre- and post-disaster mitigation grant funding. According to Amador OES Director Sergeant John Silva, the people most aware of potential hazards are the people that live and work in the affected communities, and that's why the local OES is reaching out to them to participate in the local hazard mitigation update. The first public information meeting will be held on September 25th, which is next Wednesday, 5:30, in conference rooms B and C of the Amador County Health and Human Services Center on Conductor Boulevard. For more information, give Sergeant Silva a call. He's at the Sheriff's Office, 223-6384.
Well, the Foothill Conservancy invites everyone to join the 2019 McCollumy River Cleanup this Saturday, 8:30 to noon. Then stay and enjoy a hot dog lunch. Well, if you're a vegetarian, there's options for you as well. The annual family-friendly event gives people an opportunity to protect the McCollumy's water quality and clean up recreational sites while enjoying a beautiful morning along California's 15th State Wild and Scenic River. The event will focus on the McCollumy Electra Run south of Jackson, the most popular section of the river. The Foothill Conservancy has been conducting annual river cleanups since 1991. Volunteers under 18 are welcome, but must have adult supervision, and their liability releases must be signed by a parent or legal guardian. Liability releases can be found on the Foothill Conservancy website. Now, all participants must register in advance by going online to foothillconservancy.org or by calling Carolyn at 223-3508. The McCollumy River Cleanup, part of the annual Great Sierra River Cleanup, sponsored by the State Sierra Nevada Conservancy, held the same day as the California Coastal Cleanup.
And celebrate aviation in Amador County tomorrow at Westover Field. The free family fun event will celebrate 90 years of aviation in the county, 1929 to 2019. Some of the event participants will be from Sanders Aeronautics from Eagles Nest Airport in Ione, the Civil Air Patrol Squadron. 14 seniors and cadets will be on hand. That's Squadron 14, by the way. Reach Air Ambulance will be doing training with the AFPD. Sheriff's Department will bring out some of their vehicles and their canine dogs. Also, local animal shelter will be walking dogs to encourage adoption, and the Motherlode Cruisers will bring out their classic cars to be on display. It'll be a fun-filled day of airplanes, old and new, classy cars, barbecue hamburgers and hot dogs all day, plus much, much more. That's tomorrow, Westover Field on Airport Road, Sutter Hill, from 9 to 3.
And Amador Air District and Aces Waste Services holding a free pine needle disposal event tomorrow at Aces in Pine Grove. Now, Aces in Pine Grove is on Berry Street, right across from the stage stop. Now, this is one day only, tomorrow only, 9 a.m. to noon. Then they'll take lunch, then again from 1 to 4. Now, no business or commercially generated pine needles. No yard maintenance companies or landscapers. You must show county identification. No out-of-county pine needles will be accepted. And the limit is 2 trips per vehicle, 2 cubic yards per vehicle. Loads in excess of 2 yards will be charged. And Amador Air District and or ACES may refuse service at any time. Again, this free disposal event will be held tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4 at Aces in Pine Grove.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day. We keep you updated at KVGCRadio.com.